I'll call you to order. It's the time is 5 p.m. and I'd ask Jessica to call the roll, please.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Costello.
Here.
Senate President Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Von Imhoff is not present. Speaker Edgman.
Here.
Representative Foster.
Here.
Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Kopp. Representative Thompson.
Here.
Representative Wilson.
Here.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Here.
And Chair Stevens.
Here.
So.
Business, and we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the minutes dated February 25th, 2019, as presented.
Thank you. Any corrections or additions? Senator Stedman.
Stedman's here for the roll call.
Sorry, Senator Stedman.
I really wasn't sure he was here, though.
Well, it's his room, and we have to. It's going to be tough to get him out of here, you know. Thank you. So, no objections. The minutes are approved as read. And moving on to ratification of charity events, Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per Alaska Statute 24.60.080A2B. A, the 19th annual Thanksgiving in March, and B, 56th annual legislative skits.
Thank you. I'll object for purpose of discussion. So you know the way this works. We've looked at these applications. We've sanctioned the events. We've verified that they are 501c3 organizations. Any discussion on these issues? Then I'll remove my
Mr.
objection.
Chair?
Yes, Senator, please.
Thank you. Is it possible for you to share with the committee what organizations, what charities receive the benefits from these fundraisers?
Thank you. Do we have that information, Jessica?
We do.
Jessica will cover that information for us.
Okay. So Thanksgiving in March, proceeds go to the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. And the legislative skits, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and AWARE.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Thank you. Do we have got everyone here? That have we missed anybody on our?
Representative Kopp.
Yes. Thank you, Representative Kopp. Thanks for being here. So I'll remove my objection, and if there's no further objection, then those events are ratified. Thank you. Moving on to committee business, Legislative Council travel and per diem amendment, Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the amendment to the Legislative Council travel and per diem policy.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. And you have the motion that we're approving in your packet. If we had a chance to look at it, it's in the yellow inside your packet. That's the exact motion that we are approving. So I need to tell you that the per diem office allowance subcommittee met on March 28th. And recommends the amendment before you to our policies. What this amendment does is to keep the daily per diem rate capped at $302 a day for the remainder of the year. So when the rate jumps to $322 a day, which will occur on April 16th, the per diem will not increase. However, if federal per diem were to go down anytime during the year, so will the per diem. This amendment sets the rate in January of every year for the entire year. Any discussion on that motion that you have before you? I'll remove my objection then and ask Jessica to take a roll.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Speaker Edgemon?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Kopp?
Yes.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
Representative Wilson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes?
Yes.
Chair Stevens?
Yes.
13 yeas.
Thank you. 13 yeas. Motion passes. We'll move on to contract approvals. This is RFP 625. It's for the Terry Miller Legislative Office Building. And I'd call on Representative Stutes to go into an executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B. 1. Discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B. 3. Discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following individuals remain in the room: Jessica Gary, J. Key Kestel, John Case, Megan Wallace, Wayne Jensen, and any legislative staff working for council members. We also welcome any legislators that are not on Legislative Council to remain in the room.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. Is there any objection to that motion? If not, then we will go into executive session and clear the room for the discussion. Thank you. Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the award of RFP 625 to F&W Construction Company for a total contract price of $1,769,794 out of existing capital funds.
Thank you. And I'll object for purposes of discussion. And JC, for the public's knowledge here, would you explain briefly what we're doing with this project?
My name is J.C. Kestel, procurement officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency, for the record. Chair Stevens, on February 1st, the agency conducted an RFP, or issued an RFP for to solicit proposals for siding and window exterior renovation on the Terry Miller Building. On March 11th, we received the proposals back. We received two, one from Dawson Construction Company and one from F&W Construction Company. We had a proposal evaluation committee evaluate both proposals. After the evaluation, it was determined that F&W Construction Company was the successful offerer, and they had a bid price of $1,769,794. And it's our recommendation that we proceed with the RFP 625 to be awarded to F&W Construction Company.
Thank you, JC. Any discussion? Any further discussion? Yes, Representative.
Mr. Chair, I was just curious about the timeline. When will this start? What's the completion date?
I believe the project, if approved, would begin in the beginning of June, and it's estimated to be completed by October 31st.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Then I'll remove my objection and ask the roll call be.
Senator
Yes.
Senator Costello?
Yes.
Senate President Kiesel?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Speaker Edgemon?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Kopp?
Yes.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
Representative Wilson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes?
Yes.
Chair Stevens?
Yes.
13 yeas.
Votes of 13 yeas. That passes. So we have one more issue. I know it's been a tough day for all of us, for the House particularly. I appreciate all your hard work today, and you've really put in the time. But I have one more issue, which is that I'd like to appoint a Capital Arts Subcommittee. And if anyone is interested in being on that, please let me know. But I'd asked Senator Coghill, who has been instrumental in finding a project that we might consider. So, Senator Coghill, can you tell us about what you've been doing?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, being the 60th year, I wanted to do something that would be a way of not only celebrating but honoring somebody. The question came up whether we could put a life-size bust of our first governor, Governor Egan. And so so what I did was I began asking questions. What would this look like? How much would it cost? I found out that there's an artist in town that may be able to do it. He actually is a son of Elizabeth Paradovich, and actually did the sculpture for that one in the hallway. I would like to have him at least consider that. So I called him and asked him, and began looking at what it would take. So he gave me some preliminary numbers, but he's anyway, he's willing to do it. So I came to you and I said I'd like to do that as the rules chairman. I haven't really talked to the House yet. And then you suggested I bring it to the council. And I think it's a good idea. We have a road named Egan, but it would be nice, I think, to have our first governor set at the front entrance as we come in, and to be able to have a nice plaque honoring him at the 60th year. He served us well for decades. So I talked to the retired Senator Egan about it, and he seemed to be okay with it, actually quite excited about it. So what I did was I went and got some photos. I got a couple official photos, and I needed a profile plus a good photo. And then started looking at other places, what it would cost to bronze it, things like that. And generally speaking, it's just probably short of $20,000 to do it. So it's something that I wanted to do. I thought maybe the rules chair could put our heads together to do it, but I'd much prefer having the Ledge Council be in on this. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Cog. I appreciate your moving ahead with this and finding out so much information. I did call and talk to Senator Dennis Egan and told him briefly about it, but once I explained that it wasn't a bust of him, he seemed to be less excited. But he also thinks it'd be a wonderful thing for his father. I haven't asked Wayne Jensen if he has any comments, but Wayne is our architect, and I know you've done a little looking around the Capitol building here. Would you come forward, Wayne, and any thoughts you have on this subject?
My name is Wayne Jensen, with Jensen Yorba Belotte Architects. I was also one of the co-chairs for the construction of the William Seward statue in the plaza across the street, which is a little bigger than a bust and a little more expensive than $20,000. But I think it's a great idea. I think you know, having something that's immortalized in bronze, I think, is a great great tribute. I've been looking at the bust of in the second floor of Bartlett. And I think that was, you know, that's well done. I think adding to that with another statue, a bust, would be very appropriate.
Thank you very much. Wayne, any questions? Yes, please, Senator Costello.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Coghill, for bringing this forward. I'm assuming there's going to be a text associated with the bust, and I just wanted to put it on the record that it seems like that would be appropriate. And also, it would be great to update the walking tour of the Capitol so that visitors can, you know, see this as one of the places to look. But if we did do explanatory text underneath it, I was curious who would write that, and would this committee look at that, and what would be the process for that?
Absolutely. The goal here is to appoint a committee to look into this. So this is, you're not making any commitment today, we discuss the issue of the text and certainly bring that before you before anything actually occurs. So I would like to ask folks who are interested in being on that committee to let me know. So I appoint myself, Senator Stevens, as well as Senator Coghill, Senator Stedman, and certainly want Wayne Jensen to be on that committee as our architect. Is anyone else interested, or if you are, okay, Representative Wilson, thank you very much. And anyone decides they're interested later, did you volunteer or were you going to talk?
No, I did.
Volunteered. Okay, good. Thank you. So, Representative Kopp. Okay, wonderful. So that'll be really interesting to get into that and see what we want to do and look at the possibilities here. So if there's nothing further, we're adjourned.